Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Doug Steffen. Hello, this is the Good Day program. I am here with my friend Rich McFadden. Both my female friends on the air are sick. Jennifer's got the ungabungas. Here's Roberta has the boogaloogas.
Yeah, she had some Kung Pao Kitty and not feeling too well this morning.
Not good stuff. All right, let's get working here on what's going on. Let's spend some time talking about airports, airlines, one of my favorite focuses. And let's start with good news. Posted on a number of Facebook pages is, and it starts with a Southwest Facebook page, they've decided to give away free first class accommodations for an entire year to 980 of their fans on Facebook to celebrate their 200 millionth passenger. There are more people riding Southwest Airlines in our country today than any other airline.
I'm down with
not
this.
The largest, but it's in the top four. There's American, United, Delta, and Southwest, but the other three legacy airlines carry passengers overseas, and so their numbers are bigger. But in terms of domestic carriage, Southwest carries more people every day of the week, every week of the month, every month of the year, than anybody else. Hundreds of millions of people ride on Southwest. So, because they've had 200 million passengers fly them, they're going to celebrate. So they're giving away trips to big first-class hotels and that sort of thing. But they're not going to give away first-class flights because they don't have first-class in their planes.
That's right.
But they're giving
But you can give away what is it, the lowest number, A1.
Yeah, right,
give
exactly.
Give me A1. I want and A1.
Pick your seat. That's what I do. I'm traveling Southwest tomorrow, by the way, to go to Denver, and I always do exactly that. What is it called? Best something or other? You spend $15.
You spend $12.
$12.
And you get
front of the line.
You're right.
Yeah, right. So I always pick the seat that's on the exit row that has no seat in front of it.
Yes.
That's what I do, because there's lots of leg room. It's always by the way, but it's by the exit, and it's cold.
Why don't you save that seat for somebody who needs it like me? I mean, you know what? Well, you don't need that extra 3 or 4 inches.
I like
it. I could use it.
Yeah, okay.
A guy like me walks
next
down
time
the aisle
you and I go
take
together.
You out of that seat.
Okay.
Put you in the short seat behind me.
So speaking of seats, American Airlines is suing GoGo over poor Wi-Fi service. They investigated because they've had so many complaints, like they have so many complaints about everything. Some of them justified. I'm going to tell you why I'm complaining about them. And people say to me all the time, why do you keep flying American? And I'll tell you in a moment. Anyway, so they were the first to use Wi-Fi using this GoGo service.
Right.
But because they've had so many complaints from their passengers about how lousy it is in comparison to using it on United or JetBlue or Virgin America or wherever else it is. So they checked it out. They hired somebody and they found out that all arrivals were getting faster and cheaper internet from GoGo than American. So they have initiated a lawsuit saying GoGo has to provide new service to keep the contract. So I'm wondering to myself, how many, GoGo's a public company, shares went down like a rock yesterday.
Yeah, 28% yesterday.
Yeah. So I'm wondering what other services there are. I've never heard of anything except GoGo. You see it on the logo on trains.
There is a rival.
There is.
And I heard that American is talking to them, and that's why GoGo's stock dropped like a rock yesterday.
Well, is this a play? See, I wouldn't put it past American to make this all up, and I'll tell you why. American is they suck. They really do. And because I got 2 million miles on them, you hear me tell these stories every once in a while. Yesterday, another example, and so Meredith just said to me, take a deep breath. Have you had a deep breath yet? I spent 2 hours and 45 minutes of my life on the phone straightening out messes because they don't know what the hell they're doing. They've gotten so big, so fast with a merger with US Air, they can't handle the problem. So guys like me that have been flying them loyally for years, millions of miles, I made three arrangements because my children are coming back to help me pack up because I'm moving from one farm to another. So the kids are coming home with me in a couple of weeks. So I'm making that arrangement. And so I start with my own arrangements because I have to do things a little bit differently. The trip isn't going to be exactly the same. So what we did was I went online because they tell me go online and you can make the reservation and figure out how to do this stuff. So I go online and I try to negotiate and navigate around their website. And I finally had to call somebody at the help desk because I wanted to use upgrades to do something that the website didn't let me do. And so this guy explained, okay, you got to go here and you got to go there. And I said, why is this so difficult? He says, I don't know. It's all very confusing to us too. Great. So the customer service guy tells you how confusing it is for them to try to figure out how to do all of this stuff. So to make a long story short, he told me to do one thing, and if I did it, then I could get my children onto the other plane. They're riding with me in one leg of it, so they can have a better seat, and it's because I'm in a better seat. Okay, blah, blah, blah. So we go through all that. And then when I call up to make the arrangement, and by the way, they've charged me $75 extra in order to be able to do this with my children. All right? So I've paid the $75 up front. Then I say, okay, pick these two seats out for my children. I'm told that I don't have to pay for that. Oh, no, that's not true. I said, what do you mean? Oh, no, you can't do that. That's against the rules. I said, I was just told by the guy at the other desk that they don't know what they're talking about at the other desk.
Okay, your rant time is over, sir. Thank you very much for coming. We appreciate
all right,
your patience.
All right, but I'm not finished yet. I'm almost finished. Not really finished, but... Okay, so the bottom line here is that by the time I'm done 2 hours and 40 minutes later, I've paid almost $400 more than I started out to because they gave me misinformation and they take no responsibility for it. Those are the rules. So people say to me, and by the way, American, as you know, shows up in the J.D. Power survey of most disliked companies, people that work there, people that use. So how'd they get to be so big? They had influence politically all the way back to the Wright decision that was made 30 years ago.
I'll stick up for American Airlines here a little bit. Yeah,
you?
I mean, I hear what you're saying, and I agree that they do have those problems. But as an employee of not only Radio America, but also the American Veterans Center, they step up.
They give you the money for the American Veterans
They don't give
Center.
Us money. They give
or they
us,
give you the seats.
They give us seats to fly in
well,
veterans.
They're, they're run by veterans, and they're very big on veterans.
So the honor flights they do to bring World War II vets into the World War II Memorial.
Yep.
They
Why
give
can't
us
they
seats?
Do both, Richie? Why can't they run the airline well and be generous?
Well,
they made $2 billion in profit.
Obviously, this is a small program within a big, huge company.
Yeah, right.
But here's an interesting survey. You ready for this? According to a recent survey that American released, they didn't do it, but they were 66% of passengers consider in-flight Wi-Fi availability when choosing a flight. Nearly one in five has switched from a preferred airline to another carrier because of Wi-Fi offerings.
Yeah. So they're waking up to that. So the reason people say, why do you keep flying them? The reason I do is because they have five flights. My most frequently traveled route is Boston to L.A. I do it at least once a month, if not twice, three times a month in this time of year. And so they have five flights a day in each direction. So it makes it handier, whereas Delta and United and JetBlue and Virgin only have two flights a day. But to treat people like that and expect
Can't you
to stay
fly,
on top.
What's Virgin America?
That's what I said. But they only have two flights a day, and they're not convenient for me because they go at times of the day when it doesn't
red eyes
work well.
Stuff,
exactly.
Yeah.
So,
all right, so finish off the Wi-Fi thing.
Well, yeah, go ahead.
American is saying that Gogo hasn't updated their Wi-Fi system and that when they're over the water or below 10,000 feet, it doesn't work well.
Mm-hmm.
And that that there are competitors out there like Panasonic, Thales, Viasat, Global Eagle, all entered the market, so they're looking around.
Yeah. All right, so in the meantime, final look at this. American stands to be the airline that gains the most by our new relationship with Cuba announced yesterday. 110 flights a day are going to start as soon as possible from all the hubs from the major airlines, Atlanta, Miami, Dallas-Fort Worth, Chicago, and New York and Boston.
They're going to land 110 flights a day. Gitmo?
Well,
I'm pretty sure
I'm telling
Cuba
you,
doesn't have the infrastructure for 110 flights a day.
Pretty amazing to see this all happening. It really is. I feel so good, just to sort of end this on a high note. I feel so good about our opening up things with the Cubans. I just think that it's time. There's a great opportunity. This is a beautiful island. I can hardly wait to go down there and spend some time and do programs down there. Tell you, maybe invite a contest.
Man, you think you're ranting now
there.
About American Airlines? Wait till you see the service that you're going to get in Cuba. I mean, the people are going to be great.
Yeah.
And the food is going to be great.
Yeah.
But the lines, the...
It'll get straightened out because this is a big
in
island.
In 10 years, they cannot handle what's coming.
That might take 10 years.
There's a tidal wave coming to Cuba, and they cannot handle it.
Especially with 110 flights a day.
They can't handle it.
They'd be like ants coming out of an anthill.
Right.
But it's still, it's kind of exciting. I find it to be a cool thing.
It's cool.
Frankly. Yeah, it is cool. So a positive note. And all the stories about the oomphin and the funkin and the rubas with American. So I gave them 6 minutes of bad publicity, which they deserved. It's 18 after the hour on Good Day.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
He was the heart of a 49er defense that won 4 Super Bowls. In addition to laying brutal hits, he picked off 63 passes, 6th all-time on his way to the Hall of Fame.
Christ, watch Ronnie Lott bang!
So where is Ronnie Lott now? Ronnie opened an investment firm called HRJ Capital, but after reports surfaced that Ronnie and his partners may have shifted some of the company's debt to investors, the SEC launched an investigation in 2011. Ronnie also owns World Sports Cafe in Fresno, California, where you can order up the ready-to-rumble wings with a side of game day garlic fries.
And few people take you to the laundromat like Ronnie Lott.
Ronnie Lott, one of the hardest hitters in the game. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Tired of high cable bills? Call 888-759-MYTV. With packages as low as $19.99 for 4 rooms, you can't go wrong. Call now, 888-759-MYTV.
Think green.
Harrison with you. For 8 years now, the USDA has been disposing of military nuclear waste by exposing grocery store hamburger to it because it happens to eradicate E. coli bacteria and insects. Michael Colby, former director, Food and Water.
That's 30 million chest x-rays is what was approved to expose our hamburger meat to.
Enough radiation to kill the host cow in under 10 seconds. At high radiation levels, America's massive deregulated meats are nuked for bacteria, staving off costly lawsuits from the 20,000 plus E. coli poisonings a year. Michael Colby.
You're going to take that fecal-contaminated piece of meat, and you're going to zap it with the equivalent of 30 million chest x-rays, and then we're going to call it safe.
Look for Radiation's logoed flower with a circle around it on packaging.
Think Green with Harrison at thinkgreenradio.com.
If you're an inventor who would like to attempt to have your idea or invention patented and submitted to industry, call InventHelp. They have free information for you. Call 1-800-405-9878. That's 1-800-405-9878.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. How do you explain a parent's illness to a child? The best way and the science of it? Well, it comes from a good friend. Recently, one of my dear friends explained that she was going to the hospital for surgery, and she asked, Dr. Buff, how do I tell my children? Step one, honesty is the best policy. Children must be kept informed, but in small doses they can understand. Next, while you're in the hospital, make sure family routines are maintained. Bedtime at the same time, meal at the same points during the day. Any deviation from routine screams something's wrong to a child. Finally, let the child care for you when you come home. Avoid them. They'll think something's up and worry about you more. What's the cheap psychological trick? Honesty, routine, caring. Works like chicken soup. Check out my book, Cheap Psychological Tricks for Parents at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MYTV.